the Rishonim last night, and I'm not that well prepared tonight.
Well, so when did you sleep today?
I haven't slept grand total so far of half an hour, 40 minutes. This actually is something which I used to be able to do until my first child was born. From the time, from my early yeshiva days, I stayed up every Thursday night. Yeah, I believe in children. And gradually I was able...
Age.
By condition, no, it wasn't age then, it was children then. Now it's age. But by gradually I was able to condition myself, it really is conditioning, to go without sleep from Thursday afternoon until Friday night. Straight. At which point I would conk out. So I have a little bit of that capacity still to go for a long period, not the same way when I was younger, but still for long periods without sleep and still be able to function somewhat. Anyway, so, I didn't have much time to prepare today. We are... Daf Lamed Tes on base, I would like to say. And we're at the Mishnah. Halachid Aleph. The middle one. No, are you on my page 78?
Oh,
you're on the wrong page, on 76. Or 74. Where are you? I don't know if you missed it. I don't know. I can't explain it. I don't know where you were.
You didn't have any last night?
No.
On Thursday? Mm-hmm.
Mystery. Now you just put your place mark in one place.
Yeah.
Okay, look it out. Kidashi is bitcha. A guy says, I married your daughter. He says it to a woman, actually. Viomeres, and the mother says, Lo kidashta LOC, you married my daughter, you married me. Who also be krovas ktana, he's not allowed to marry any of the relatives of the daughter. Uktana mutar is bekrova, the daughter is allowed to marry his relatives. Hu mutar bekrovas agugdola, and conversely, he's allowed to marry the relatives of the mother. Ugdola subakrova, and the mother is also in his relatives. Okay, because each one thinks they married somebody else. Ravuna Mar Mefatima Solitan get. Well, the interesting one, the mother claims she's married him, but he denies it, right? So we seduce him to give her a get. Interesting language, right? The Kovino Solitan Knas, and even more interesting, once he gives a get, he's got to pay the ksuba. That means the knas here, the fine, is the ksuba. Says more, no, that won't work. Hagatzmo, imagine this, Shreya Chavir. What if he was a Talmud Chacham? But Yoyodan Shechayim get for knas. He knows that he gives the get, he's also going to have to give the ksuba. You're never going to be able to convince him to give the ksuba. So therefore, I think the Gemara here has the seeds of the common practice nowadays of foregoing the ksuba when we need to compel a get. Because obviously, if she compels the get, if she compels the ksuva, she's never going to get the get out of him. So therefore, as a tool to get the get, we do not compel the ksuva. Okay? So that's what we do nowadays. Of course, usually when the divorce is granted, the ksuva is not paid. It's not good, but that's the way it is. Now, the one says, it says v'holach, but I think it should be holach. Holach menasa asachoyso. What if after he gave the get, he went and married this woman's sister, okay, the mother's sister. So then, it's true his original marriage was questionable, but he gave a get. So Mutina Savadai meet Nasaf again. Therefore, we compel him to divorce the second woman, the sister, because of the first woman who's questionable whether he's married to her or not. And the truth is that now that I think about it, regardless of whether he gave the get to the first woman or not. Even though she's only a suffix, since there is such a suffix, so therefore he can't go and marry the sister of this woman who is the suffix, because he might be married to the first one. Okay? Halachic base. This is a shift and it goes back to our favorite Masech, the Yevamos. Komakom sheyesh kiddushin vein avera. Any place where there's a marriage and there's no avera in the marriage, Avlad Olech Azachor, the child status determined by the male. Ezuzu, this is what's a case like this. Zukohenes Levia, this is a case of a Kohenes or Levia, Israelis. Shanise Sumari, Lekohen Levi Yisrael. We follow the male. Anytime when there's a marriage who's contracted and there's an aver involved, the child defaults down to the lowest common denominator, meaning the one which is more tainted among the two of them. It's a case like that. A case of widow is married to a Kohen Goro. A Grusha Chalutza, a woman who's widowed, who is divorced or has the widow Chalitza, the Kohen Hediot, who's married as a regular Kohen. Mamzeres and Nesina Yisrael, a woman who's a Mamzeres or a Nesina, and Nesina is from the Gibeonite tribe, who are forbidden like Mamzeres to marry Yisrael. Baz Yisrael, a regular Jewish girl, and that's a Mamzer to a Gibeonite or a Mamzer. Komisha ain't law of Kiddushin. Oh, I'm sorry, it's all those cases are cases where there is Kiddushin, but there's an Aver involved, they should not be married to each other, so the kid has the status of the more repugnant of the individuals involved, and is either a cholol or a mamzer, depending on the situation. Kol mi she'ein lo alav kiddushin, aviyesh lo kiddushin ma'acherim. Anytime there is no marriage in this specific case, but the marriage would pertain to this individual in another case, and then more we'll give an example in a minute, avlad mamzer, the kid is for sure mamzer, no question whatsoever. Ve'ezezu, what's a case like this? Habo al achas mikol raya shebetor samir's relations with anyone that raya is mentioned in the Torah, in one of the forbidden relationships, since they could go marry somebody else, but they can't marry this fellow. So therefore, their relationship produces a mamzer. Anytime you have an individual involved in the relationship who cannot contract a marriage at all, so then, avlat kamor, the child follows the woman. Vezuzu, what's a case like that? Vlad shivchov v'nachris, the child of a woman who is a shivcha, a maidservant, or a shiksa. So in that case, the child she has conceived follows her and does not follow him, because as far as he's concerned, he no longer is the father, simply, even though biologically he is, but halachically he's not, because she was not susceptible to yichus, since she's a shivcha or a goy. Okay? Tavim emam al from the Gemara. Rav Shimon ben Lakish boy kum Rabbi Yochanan. Shir Lakish has from Rabbi Yochanan. Harei ger shenasa mamzeres. I don't understand why this is not it's an excluded our Mishnah. It should be a case which is discussed. If a ger, an individual is a ger, he's allowed to marry mamzeres, right? A regular Jew is not allowed to marry mamzeres, but a ger certainly is. Harei ger shenasa mamzeres. Harei yesh kiddushin. There is a marriage. Ben aver. There's no aver involved. Yet avlad halachachar pogam. In that case, the kid is a mamzer. So well, that case doesn't fit into any categories of our Mishnah, right? So says the Gemara.
Excuse me?
Mm-hmm. Follows the worst among the two of them. So it's not, why it's not mentioned in our Gemara, in our Mishnah. So Ramalisa said, B'chom makum shoshana Rebbe. He said, happens to be that every time Rebbe gave us a category, Pirish, he gave an example. And this one slipped through the cracks, because no, it doesn't fall to any of the examples. Such as Vezizen, in the first case of Mishnah, what was the case? Excuse me, Zekwan is Levia of Israel, Shinosu Koin Levi Yisrael. Right, he gave us an example. So, you're right, this should have been somewhere in the Mishnah, but it wasn't a case. It's a case that slipped through the cracks, and therefore, it should be not construed to mean that this is not a case, valid case. It's just, it wasn't one of the cases listed in our Mishnah.
Is that
how Lacha appears? Yeah, absolutely. Rabbi Avin Shamalamin Amin the Basra. Rabbi Avin will say it from the other Mishnah, which says, Vlad Helachachar Pogum, Ham is the Kedushin, there is Naver, the child follows the Pogum, the damage one. Again, this is a case where we gave examples, and it happens to be that this example somehow got lost in the shuffle. But the halacha is true. If a ger marries a mamzeres, then the kid is a mamzer. Rav Shimon ben Lakish bokum Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Shimon ben Lakish asked in front of Rabbi Yochanan. A ger married a mamzeres. A reish kedushin in avera. There's the same question we just had a moment ago. There's a kedushin. There's no avera. Vavlad olch lachar pogum shabishneihem. And the child follows the more damage among the two of them. Meaning the kid is a mamzer. Why is that mentioned in our Mishnah? And Moshe said again, Kol Shoshana Rebbe, Pirish. Anytime Rebbe mentioned a category, he explained. Vezazem, what's a case like that? I'm a Kohen Gadol. Mano marries a Kohen Gadol. Grushul Kholitz a Kohen Hedyot. When it's there, it's seen only Yisroel, Ubas, Nisroel, and other Mams and Rossi. So all these cases are cases which are mentioned in Mishnah, and somehow this one fell through the crack. So we are seeing here, we ask a question like this, Arechol, Oshinos, Ubas, Yisroel. Well, there are a lot of other cases fell through the cracks. Why are they not mentioned? What about, for example, the child of a Kohen and a Grushul, right? Child of a Kohen and divorcee who's called a cholov because he's desecrated. Shenosel Bas Yisroel, who married a regular Jewish girl. Hagaya kiddushin, there is kiddushin, vein avera, and there's no problem in avera because a cholov may marry a regular Jewish girl. Havlad olichagra pogum shemishneyem, and the child becomes a pogum. Hare mafzir kushos mishanises, and vice versa. What about this case? A case of a man who had a woman who he divorced, and then she went and married somebody else. Then she got divorced to the second guy and went back to the first guy, which you know is forbidden, right? And I'm after Kushas and Mishanises. By the way, you know, I just learned on a tape I was listening to do today. The Muslims told the exact opposite. The Muslims told that if a man divorces a woman, he can't take her back unless she actually marries somebody else in the meantime. Yeah. It must be Muhammad messed up in the transmission of the Torah. I have no other explanation.
Egypt just passed a new law. They have something
equivalent to
kesubah.
So
the woman now can sue for divorce, but she doesn't collect the kesubah.
No. Okay. So,
Also, that it couldn't do that.
So in that case, if somebody takes her back as a divorcee, he has to get married somebody else, or Rekidushim Yeshavera, but the kid is okay, right? So this is also, as Rabbi Chia said, even though it's not there in this case, Shem Rabbi Yochanan Nero Yochan, Amartha Kushas and Mishanese, somebody marries a divorcee after she married somebody else, but he took Shem Lukuna, the kid is Kosh Lukuna. My time of why? Because it says in Torah, he toeva. She's repugnant. We dash of aim, but I toeva. So truth is, we don't really answer the question. Our Mishnah is like a sieve. There are many cases which fell through the cracks in our Mishnah, which should have been mentioned, and these are a few of them. Okay, be that as it may, says more further, Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Mishem Rav said, Rabbi Yosef said the name of Rav, give Eben Meshuchror a ger, a convert, and a slave who is freed, v'cholo, and the child of a union between a Kohen and a divorcee, all those, if they are male, will turn B'Kohen and still allowed to marry female Kohanim. My time of wife, Shem Huzrul Absulos, the kosher Kohanim were warned not to marry Pusul women. Upsulos HaKshem and Pusul women were warned not to marry the kosher Kohanim. Aval Lo Ksher Upsulim. However, kosher female Kohanim were not forswore not to marry the damaged males, and vice versa, the Lopsulim Aksheros, the damaged males are not forewarned from marrying kosher women. Says Mara, can you say this? What I don't say, lo yikochu, and say they should marry a couple of times. Mlami does not teach us Shafi Isha, Museris Adeish, does not teach us that a woman is warned not to marry a woman a man. Was willing to marry her despite her prohibition. So says the Gemara, "Sorry, Mema, you made a mistake. You told a story about b'ksheres al psulim that the kosher women can't take posel guys. It's not true. Ven el psulos al ksherim only bars the kosher men from taking posel women." Chad gir asel kamei the asel gabi Rabbi Yosef. So I get came from Yosef. I'm lazy. He said, "Moments of mamzeres." So the guy said, "Can I marry a mamzeres?" I'm lazy. He said, "Sure, you're allowed to." Chazav asked the guy, so then he went back to Rabbi Yosef. I'm lazy, and he asked Rabbi Yosef the same question. Unless Rav Yehuda said shari, it's permissible. Now it's action. Rav Yehuda actually does not hold that way. We're going to see later himself. Rav Yehuda holds that there is no such thing. It's forbidden for a get to marry mamzeres. Right now he was going along with Rav Yossi, who passed on the matter first. So Rav Yehuda said it's permissible for you to marry mamzeres. Eladevi yada, but you should know the bonoi da'u gavra, your kids mamzerin. They're all going to be kumishmaya. They're all going to be mamzerim in the eyes of heaven because a ger was relations with a mamzeres, the kids are mamzerim. So he went back, though the ger was obviously taken aback, because of us, kum Rabbi Yossi, went back for Rabbi Yossi. So he says, Havas Yoda Duke? Would you know it would be like that? That if I marry a mamzeres, then my kid would be mamzerim? That was the case. Why did you permit me to do this to begin with? It would have been for proof to my extreme detriment. He said a very strange answer. He said, that which you asked me, I responded to. I didn't respond to anything more than you asked. You asked me if I can marry her. I said yes. You didn't ask me if what your kids would be like. Okay? I don't know. I guess maybe he was concerned that this mamzer should find a shidduch. So therefore he didn't go around telling the gear that she's... that the kids would be mamzerim because he wanted to make sure that this woman got a shidduch. I don't know. I don't understand it. Anyway, so says Amar, Rabbi Yisa. Rabbi Yisa said, "Ha'hen geira, a ger medami la'amro gufta." He's like cotton. Very strange analogy. In voice the misne va'amro sharev. If you want to mix in cotton with wool, that's okay. The kisan shayu, you want to mix in cotton with linen, that's okay, right? So then it becomes one with the fabric which is woven, then it becomes part and parcel, you know, to the, and then it becomes the same as the fabric which is woven, but there's no shyness problem, and therefore it can be woven together with each one of those fabrics. Okay? So to a ger, can marry anybody. Says mamzer. I understand if a Bas Yisrael marries a mamzer, ulan osin, a mamzer gibbonai, d'chsiv, why does it ruin her children? D'chsiv, it says, lo mamzer b'kal Hashem, a mamzer may not enter the congregation of God. Ma tamu lo mar, lo yavo lo. Why does it say besides lo yavo, it also says lo yavo lo? Means leave soul, you should not enter in order to create passels, or to render impurity in the Jewish community. What is a mamzer? Mumzar. It's a foreign affliction. Meaning a mamzer marries in the community, it has devastating results, and afflicts the entire community. However, his fear argues out with Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi said. What did Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi say? He said, Elokim Moshi Yechidim Baisa. Hashem brings the solitary ones together in one house. Meaning he's not going to allow mamzer to marry regular people. I feel mamzer b'soif olam, you have one mamzer in China. Mamzer is b'soif olam, and the mamzeret is in Mali. So nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mivin u'mizafkon zevaz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings them to marry and live happily ever after together. And this way, the mamzer and the mamzeres can have little mamzerlach. And they won't cause other Jews to be afflicted by their mamzer's status. But I didn't think you would enjoy that very much, did you? Okay. Okay, no, but the advantage is, of course.
Oh, the advantage is fine, but yeah. Bringing them together in the opposite of Europe.
Yeah, well, that's close to everybody living happily ever after this weekend. Okay? Well, it's a Jewish variation on the fairy tale. Nobody's really happy. But, okay. So, says go on further. Rav Huna Amar, Rav Huna says, Ey mamzer chayei shloshim yoyisim shloshim yom. Mamzerim don't survive more than 30 days. They die within the first 30 days of their lives. Yoyimei Rabbi Brechio, and the Lord is going to discuss this now. There's Rabbi Yechon Soli Chad Bavloi, Chad Bavloi, a certain Babylonian came there to Israel. Rabbi Yehuda made a mamzer, and everybody knew that he was a mamzer. Amar Lei, have you ever met a mamzer in your life? Have you ever met a mamzer in your life? Yeah. Well, that must be pretty rare because none of us have ever met Ram Zeva. But,
mostly the hills of Virginia.
Yeah, where it doesn't count.
They're not Jewish.
Yeah.
You really think about it in Eishes Ish, when there is no get, kind of the second marriage is going to have a mamzer.
Right, but I never actually. I think you'll have to deal with Bala Tshuva in order to find that. No, I very often deal with Bala Tshuva, very intimately. Yeah.
The problem is the mamzer can never
be stuck,
and it wasn't his fault or her fault the first
time. Right, that's a big tragedy in mamzerus, right?
Yeah, where somebody.
It ain't fair.
Where somebody has a bad parent or something, he can remedy a situation.
Right. Okay.
Well, there is no such thing as fair and equal.
Right. So,
but it just seems strange.
It's not a Jewish lexicon. So Ravuna says Mamzer doesn't buy more than 30 days. So it was a certain day Mamzer came to Eretz Yisrael. Amar Lei, so he said, Mamzer said to Rabbi Brechia, he said, Rebbe, turning the page, Zakei Mimi, be merit with me during the midst of stock, and that would support me. Amar Lei, so he said, I'll tell you what, the Mocha Koi, tomorrow we'll get up in public, Vana Avi Lach Bi Psik, and I'm going to make you an income, right? That's a payroll. Asi Yosef Dalish, the next day he came and he dashed. I mean, the Chosu Medrash, once he finished the Drosha, Amar Lon, he said to the assembled multitude, Achuna, my brethren, Zachuni Mahdein, please do talk with this individual, the who Mamzer, because he's a Mamzer. It's a new way to get a green card, right? The mom's there, a green card. So, Mendoza Lei Kala, once the congregation left, Amar Lei, so the mom's there said, Rebbe, Chai Shaw Boys Kabach, you wanted to achieve temporary life by you. Va'avadis Chayin Dugar, because we lose my life, because now everybody's going to look down at me like a mom's there. Amar Lei said, No Chayecho. Your life, Ahein Yavislach, I just gave you. Darei Bobar Ravuna 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 said B'shem Rab, name of Rab. Aim Zam Mamzer Chayel Shlosh Miyom, and Mamzer only survives for 30 days. Aim Asai, when is that? This mantra in him, unfortunately, is not well known, because they weren't afraid he's going to assimilate and integrate and marry into the Jewish people. Avolim Ayam Afursam Chayu, but if he's well known to be a Mamzer, then he can survive and thrive. So therefore, I identified you in both as a Mamzer in order that everybody should know you're a Mamzer, and that way you can live a long life. Okay? Rabbi Zira Katzolik Locha, Rabbi Zira, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, Shama calling Kari, Mamzer, Mamzer, Eretz, he heard everybody saying, oh, Yanko, there's a Mamzer, and Sorele, she's a mamzeres. And obviously, they didn't mean it as an insult to their lineage, but rather they meant it factually. So, Armelos, he said, okay. So, what's going on here? Osla, eat Ravuna. Obviously, we don't have Ravuna. The Ravuna Amar, ain't mamzer chayes mishleshmio. Ravuna said, mamzer is 5 more than 3 days, and there are plenty of walking mamzerim here. Amar Rabbi Yukva Baracha said, "Imo Yisi, Kat Omar." With him, I was when Rabbi Ba said, "Kat Omar Rabbi Ba." Ravuna v'shem Rab, and may Ravuna name of Rab, that a mamzer chayim esumi b'shloyes m'shoshim yoy. A mamzer doesn't survive more than 30 days. That when is that true? A Mosai is my chenim enforcement when it's not well known. Avol, but here in Moyam and Forza, where everybody knows, so then Chayer survives. Chayer survives more than 30 days. Tani, we learn, period, new issue. Akum Bevet, if you have a non Jewish man or a slave, Shabbat al Basi, soil, as relations with a regular Jewish girl, Avah Mamzer, the kid is a Mamzer. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda omer, Mishem Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda says, name Rabbi Shimon, ain't a blood mamzer, the kid is not a mamzer, shein mamzer, lem isha shiasura alav, isur erba. There's no mamzer unless the woman is prohibited via the prohibition of erva and chayovi love kares, and he get excised for having done it. They don't get excised for having a slave, not for a slave or a goy. They both darshin the same pasuk, both tanakam on Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda. It says, "Oikachasi isha seishes aviv." A man may not take his father's wife, the goymer, etc. Remember the Rosh Hashanah expound the following: Ma isha sami yuchadeshein lo lekidushin. Just like you can't marry your father's wife, and skipping the parentheses, going to the next line, blah blah, mamzer, the kid is a mamzer. Av kosher ein lo lo kidushin avad mamzer. So to any time there is no potential kiddushin, and with an eved or a goy you cannot contract kiddushin, the kid is a mamzer. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda says no. Torah she dies like this: My ishes of Eve, you chedesh ein lo olav kiddushin. Your father's wife, you can't contract marriage with her. Avlim yesh lo kiddushin achelim. But she has the capacity of contracting marriage with somebody else. Therefore, Avlad is mamzer. That's why the kid for her is a mamzer. Yotza akum ve'eved, as opposed to a goy or a slave. Shein lo olav v'lo achelim kiddushin. No marriage can be contracted with whatsoever. And therefore, there is not necessarily any mamzerus. Okay? It's a function of the marriage is not possible between the two of you right now. Not a function of a case where marriage doesn't apply at all. That makes them like a different race. No, they're not really affiliated to the issue of mamzerus. So it's my issue, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Abba. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Abba has a question like this. Who said the kid is a mamzer? Again, when a goy or slave has relations with a Jewish woman.
What case?
Yes. He has a question on this. Hare Yavama Shazinis. What about a Yavama who was mezaneh? A Yavama who went and was fornicating. Harei ain't lo alav lo lechem kiddushin. That case, no marriage is potent possible. Yet we know she knows how to marry out. Yet we know Avlad kosher. The kid is kosher, not a mamzer. What do you do with that case? Aha. Mora says, Mora doesn't really answer the question. Rabbi Yavshem, Rabbi said, Akum ve'evet av shabo abas Yisroel. If you have a goy or a slave who had relations with a Jewish girl, Havlad mamzer, the kid is a mamzer, like we said above. Rabbi Yehuda Shimon Loga Sharvei, I mean, they both say Havlad mamzer, the kid is above. A mamzer is above. Rabbi Yaakov Racham, Rabbi Shimon Baraba, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Shimon Rabbi Ane, per Rabbi, they all said, Havlad ain't no kosher, below apostle. The kid is not kosher, nor apostle in Mizuah. He's damaged goods. When the slave or God relations with a good Jewish woman, neither kosher nor apostle, damage. Mizuham literally means repugnant. Okay? Says where Rabbi Yehuda's son Silek, Im Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, Rabbi Yehuda's son went with Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, who was the third generation of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, L'chamsa the Goder, to the city of Chamas Goder. Oh, Eitamon Avlad Kosher. There, Rabbi Yehuda and the Sia Paskin, the son of a goy or a slave has relations with a Jewish woman, the kid is kosher. I'm Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Zira said a cute statement. He said, Ha'ein Vlad, this kid, Komaduazi, the older he gets, and Misali is better off. Rabbi, and Rabbi actually was not mentioned here explicitly. Oh, yeah, he was. Rabbi said, sorry. Rabbi Avad, it should be also a mamzer. Maybe Rabbi makes the kid a mamzer, right? Rabbi makes the kid a mamzer literally. When a goy or a slave has sex with a Jewish woman. Rabbi Gamliel Berei, doesn't say Rabbi Gamliel, but it should. Rabbi Gamliel's son said the kid is mizuam, is repugnant. And by the way, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, who is the grandson of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, said the kid is kosher. So as long as this kid survived to the third generation, he'd get much better and he'd be much better off. He'd start off being a mamzer. He ends up being a kosher Jew. Okay. Says Gemara, I bought his after. I bought his after. Said the Mogul Korban in front of all the rabbis. I've loud caution. The kid is okay. Rabbi Amarkul, Rabbi Zeir, Hashem, Rabbi Chanina. He also said I've loud caution. The kid is okay. The kid is okay. Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Zeir said, "Mina Adol, listen, that case in Lameda. We don't learn Rav from that case because Ma'isem and Lameda Ma'isem Avora. That was a case where people are heard but were not present in the Beis Din, so people could not testify accurately what went on in the Beis Din. We cannot extrapolate from that case. Therefore, Rabbi Kiskevich said, 'Oni Adol Chashav Esayva. I know the beginning and the end of a case, and you can rely on me. Let me tell you the case. Rabbi Chaim, it's not that exciting a case.'" Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina Abba Ozil Meisul Tikham saw the God there. He was on the way to vacationing. I don't know if he actually vacationed there. But let's say he was skiing. Okay, he's going to wait. What? Is Chamat Gadir in the Golan?
I think Chamat Gadir is before the Golan. It's on the tip of the Kinneret.
It's somewhere up there, though. It's north, right?
It's one end of the Kinneret.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. That's probably not skiing there. He was going water skiing. Okay. So, in the old days, they didn't have mixed water skiing. What? Yes. The rabbis could do it. Okay. And hang on to the back of a rowboat and water skiing. Okay. Hey, nice today, water skiing. Okay. So, says Gar for the. I lost my place. So he's going to make the chamsa the god there. Ask a boy, so he passed his father, Rabbi Chanin, on the way. And he said, "Have daitoch. You pay attention. These come on there, and chamas go there, your notification spot." So lots of children of an Eved Goy Abba Bas Yisroel. Unfortunately, right? A lot of incidents there. Of this plague, right? So at least have I mean of slide there, a lot of these possible guys there. The low thief come on, don't meet up with them because I don't want you to paskin on them. Because I have a god there, Moide, they could see Shimai son in a cave, that if she's a girl, she psula minakuna, that she can't marry a Kohen. And Avogad the Mishua Amar, and even though you should know, this is a separate issue, but in poor relevant nevertheless, Haboah saw somebody has an incestuous relationship with his sister. Havlad kosher, he also kid is kosher. Moide, Shimai son in a cave, he also concedes that if she was female, she psula minakuna, that she can't marry a kuna. So therefore, the Maise, I don't want you to get involved. The situation is too complex. Don't tell them anything. Avoid the topic altogether. Okay. Says the Gemara, Chaper Nashas the Gabi the Rav. So an individual came in front of Rav. Armelay, so he said, Begin the Yiladetach Imoich Imei. Begin the Yiladetach Imei Min Aramoi. What's my story since I was born of a Jewish mother and a non-Jewish father? Amalei, so he said, kosher, you're okay. Amalei, Abchar Bar Guria, Abchar Bar Guria said to him, hey, Dimach, with whatever's upon you, Magloch, go to Golus quickly, in other words, run away. Add that to Shmuel, you have something before Shmuel gets here. Because Shmuel gets here, he's going to say, you are no good, you can't enter the congregation. So flee before you got a psak from Rav, you're in good shape. Get out of here now, okay? So says the Mordei, Avogad Chava Mar. Again, the same caveat we did a moment ago. Even though Rab said, Goy Vavit Shabbat, Vaz Yisrael, look, Goy Slave and married, relation to the Jewish girl, have lack caution, the kid is okay. Moide, she moist in the cave, and they agree that if she is a girl, Shepsula, Psulmina, go, she can't marry a Kohen. Oh, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi said, Tani Tamon, we learned over there a very interesting thing, which I think is really Paskin, though I didn't look it up. Ha-Paisel, some of you says an Eved or a Goy, but as related to a Jewish woman, the kid is a mamzer, that he's Paisel, he says no good, both by a woman who's an Eishesish, and even by a woman who's a Pnuya, a woman who's not yet encumbered with any marriage. Excuse me.
So what's the case of a
Pnuya? A Goy or a slave has relations with a regular, a spinster, a bachelorette, not a married woman. What? Hapostel, the guy who says an Evan and a Goy have relations. Make the trial possible. That's also by Pnuya. But the flip side is, Hamashir, who says the Evan and Goy have relations with a Jewish girl, it's okay. Masha Filabashish. If a woman is raped, a wife is raped by some guy off the street, and he's not Jewish, and she has a kid, the kid is okay. It's not a mamzer. Okay? So the bia of the goy is considered as if it didn't take place. It's nullified. Okay? So says the Gemara, Rabbi Tanchum bar Papa Shalach, and Panel of the Post sent the message, show Rabbi Yossi, ask Rabbi Yossi. Train Udim Alexandria. Two cases of this sort. Whenever in a goy had relations with a Jewish girl. Asked him one question by a woman who was still not married and one by Nishish. By the Nishish, he wrote back, and he did distinguish. He said, by the Nishish, even though it was a goy or an Evan, no, the kid is a Mamzer. But Pnuya and the Pnuya Shalachle, he said back, he said, it should be Michtein, according to the Shaitar Yisrael. It should be Michtein Atem. It should be Atem Musorim. One Atem is superfluous. Michtein Atem Musorim Abnos Yisrael Kadoshos. Aren't you commanded on holy Jewish daughters? So since you're commanded on holy Jewish daughters, so therefore, if it's a woman who's not married, have a relationship with a slave or a goy, you have to promote her, so to speak, well-being by having his kid, her kid be kosher. Rabbi Yossi was giving his responses. So said to Rabbi Mona, Sabachatim, take this and sign it, that this is the psak, the chosam ni paskin. All right, Rabbi Yechiel, so he said to Rabbi Brachio, too, was standing there. Sabachatim, take this and write on it. The low key below Rabbi Brachio wouldn't do it. He wouldn't sign. Mean the common, come Rabbi Mona, Rabbi Brachio. When they rose, Rabbi Mona, who did sign, got with Rabbi Brachio. Armalei said, Lomelo Chazamta, why don't you sign on the psak? Armalei said, how can I sign on the psak? Located Rabbi Yaakov Baracha. Didn't Rabbi Yaakov Baracha say, Kari Tamon, we learned over there, Ha Paisa, Paisa, Bepnuya, that if the goy or the slave passel, they passel by a woman who's unencumbered. For I'm actually, if you go by the Kashrus, I feel that he should apply to even to a married woman who is already fully married. So if that's the case, I cannot sign on this lack of consistency that Rabbi Yossi was matir in the case of Pnuya, unencumbered and forbade in the case of Eish Yishish. Amar Lei, so he said back to him, Shrich Chachmana, Lohavina Shemiya Haden Ufana. He said, Blessed am I, but I did not hear what you just said when I signed the document. That's Rabbi Mana said. Because had I known it, if I heard this kid that this tradition that must be consistently, I wouldn't have signed with Rabbi Yossi. And that would have been a chil Hashem for Avinami because it would have said, Talmido, me, the Talmud, Rabbi Mona, pulling our rabbi's eye on his Rebbe. Okay? So says the Gemara, Amar Maruka, Maruka said, Vehechi is Amris. How is it, Hachi is Amris, sorry. This is the way it's said. Ha-paisel b'pnuya. The one who passes the goyin and the evidence bia, that's by in by pnuya, by a woman who's not yet married. Va-machshir b'pnuya. But the one who says kosher by an unmarried woman. B'ram b'esh ezish lead maklum. He said, by esh ezish we don't have a psak. So if that's the case, once he said this, Marukvon, he gave a divergent tradition that we can indeed draw a dichotomy between a Pnuya and an Eish Yishish. He had a divergent tradition. Once Rabbi Brechi hold this, heard that there was such a tradition, he said, you know what, let me sign. Barum Shah Sali Boy Mikhtim, he came back in the evening and wanted to sign. Amr lay, so they said there, lay socha. Rabbi Yossi left the ring, so he laid the sign. Amr Rabbi Chia bar Baruch Hu said, Ozel Tzor. So he went to Tyre.
This is, what was his name?
The one, Tyre? Ray Brecha. Brecha went to the city of Tyre. And lo, I guess he found the Tyre. Obviously, was also a big bouquet vacation spot. I saw a guy, Rabbi Yochanan. And he came to Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan was there too. Maybe passed through Tyre. I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to say, my was by simply there. What's going on? You know, what's Herzog? What deeds have come into your hand? So he said to him, Armelay, so he said, Gershom Ovalo Tava. A Ger, the case I had is the case which you're discussing. What kind of Goy was this? This wasn't a Pavshid Goy. It was any quasi Jewish. He was a Ger Shemal who underwent his Mila, but he didn't yet undergo his Tefillah. He underwent circumcision, but not the dipping. Right? So says the Gemara. Yeah. Gershma Velo Tavo. Amalisa said, Velomo Pagatabe. So if that's the case, why'd you say it's fucking no good? Because Rabbi Yochanan is of the Shita that where a ger or a goy has a relation with a Jewish girl, it's taka pasul, it's taka mamzer. So say, how'd you let Rabbi Yossi get away with pasul kula? You should have grabbed onto him and said, no, we have to be machmir. Says, you know why? So, Amalei said, Rishum Alevi Arpegli. Rishum Alevi served as base of his kula. Says, the Gemara, Yos Avad Lo Pogabei. It was a good thing. He didn't actually get involved. Why did he give us a good thing? Mechavish, he does Rabbi Shimon Levi. The seems he got Rabbi Shimon Levi. Come on, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Levi, also Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, but Rabbi, Havlat, ain't no kosher. The kid is not kosher. The low apostle, nor apostle, and Lemazua. But he's repugnant. The call my Achaya, here he says, legitimate Jew, altogether. Right? How come? In other words, that's how he slips the base of the psalm. That it must be that the kid, the is Jewish, and that's why the beer with the woman doesn't render the kid a psul. The, what kind whatsoever. So it says the Gemara, Loki Tadimil Geshemav Lotaval, Tavalo Mau, that we learned that he should be considered like a goy, that because Gera when Mila not Vila, or Tfila not Mila, right? You had when one process was not the other, Hakolo Echachra Mila, or Rabbi Lezer, it says everything follows the Bris Mila, but Rabbi Shua Mer, we pass Mer Shua.
This is me.
I have a Tfila Makarish, also have Tfila. So what's the story? How can he pass him a Kula here? So Mark comes up with a kind of a shocking answer. El Rabbi Shua Levi, you know what? God, the time Rabbi Gabor Hilzak Barakapar said. Time Bar Kapora. Well, what did Bar Kapora said? If Ger Shemavul Hotavul raised the question. If Ger did Mila and not feel, he's okay. Why is that? It's amazing. Gemara. She ain't Ger Shalotavul Akirio. While he was undergoing the process of becoming Ger, while he was a Ger in training, so they had to teach him the tenets of Judaism. So what did they teach him? To go to the mikvah. So he's got to the mikvah. And the order of Mila and Tefillah doesn't matter. You need Mila and Tefillah, but the order doesn't matter. So Bistami went to the mikveh already, even if he didn't have the formal mikveh acceptance. That's not material. It's an amazing concept. So says the Gemara,
but he can't be a Kabbalah Smith, possibly of the
Tefillah.
What? He may have had a Kabbalah Smith at the time of the
Mila. Yeah, but here he did the Tefillah before the Mila. So yeah, Tfilas Keri before he did the Mila. So I don't know, I guess he had Kabbalah Smith. I'm not sure Kabbalah Smith says.
I understand it doesn't necessarily
right.
The equation.
Okay. So then at the Kashio says the most morass. How could that work? Also Tumo Kalami, Tumo Kamura, but the Keri is a minor thing. Become Jewish is a big thing. I'm going to look for the small thing, how for the big thing. Rabbi Yosef said, nevertheless, It's both for the purpose of the sanctity of Am Yisrael, regardless of the scale of the tefillah, it makes no difference. Okay? Nuish, the Maaser never came to a conclusion about the Goy and the slave who go have religious Bas Yisrael. We never conclude anything. Eiz is a call from Mishnah. Eiz says that Vlad Shifcha v'Nachris. In a case where the girl is a Shifcha v'Nachris, so she's not yours at all. Tanti, we learned them because you spent your seed. It was meaningless. Tanti, we learned over there. Chutzi ma'ashishlo min yashivcho l'anachris. This is besides the kids, which he has from the shivcho l'anachris, they don't count the pater a man's wife from Yibul, because they're not considered as kids. Okay, kids he had via shivcho or shiksa are not considered to be his kids, right? That's one of your bonus. Shivcha, how many other Shivcha's not considered his kids? The Cleveland says, for Yishoyla, if you let that to your lado now, the kid and the woman and her kids will be loyal to the master. Not only does that mean it's true about a Shiksa, Rabbi Yochum, Rabbi Shir, Rabbi Chai says, I'll tell you why, Cleveland says, lo tischatim bom, do not marry into the nations in Canaan. Don't marry among them. Bitcho loti tain liv no. Don't give your daughter to his son. Uksivin it says, why? Ki yosir's bitcho me'acharai, because she's going to lead astray your son from behind me. Now we're talking, even though the Pasha Pshan Chumash is talking about your son being led astray by the Shiksa, the way we're dashing is that your Shiksa's son, meaning your grandson, will be led astray by the Shiksa. Okay? So if that's the case, right, you're giving your son to the Shiksa and they're having a kid. So why? So the Gemara is saying, it's like this. So why are you still concerned? It's not your kid anymore. Why are you still concerned? It must be that since it's your daughter who you gave to his son, that in that case, the grandson is still considered to be Jewish. It's supposed to be your grandson. So that's where it says, Bincham Yisraelis, it says Yisrael, but it shouldn't say Yisraelis. Your daughter, your son from Yisrael is called, Bincham is called your kid, Bincham Yisraelis is called B'no, whereas that's not true about your kid from Shiksa. It's not your kid, El B'no, it's her kid. So now the Gemara brings down a story about this. And this is also in Yevamos. Yaakov ish kibar kvar gibarai also the Tzor. Yaakov from kvar gibarai went to Tzor. Asim then Shalom and they came and asked him, Ma mitzvah brought Aramaisa b'shapsa? Can you do b'smila to the son of Nebuch, the son of a Jewish father and a Shiksa mother? Can you do his b'smila on Shabbos? Now, why does he need a b'smila? Because it's as if his Jewish father owns him. He's considered because just like a goy has rights in his kid, so too he has rights in his kid as well. So maybe the Bris Milah on Shabbos. So says the Gemara of a servant of Mishra alone. He wanted to say yes, minadah, because it says Paisyalu Mishmachosam Beis Avosam. They gave birth to the families among their father's households. Now he went taking it even a step further. He wanted to be the first reformed rabbi. He wanted the Paschal patrilineal descent. That's what Yaakov Ishkar Chibarayer wanted to do. So says the Gemara, Shama Rabbi Chagai said, heard this? Amri said, yes, okay. This guy became a reformed rabbi. What do we do to him? We beat him. Right? Let's go beat him. Says Marmalay, so he said, Mechem Alkeni. So Yagish Kabrai said, why are you beating me? What proof do you have to beat me? Marmalay said, Minadei, for a pasuk in Ezra, it says the whole problem, which I'm supposed to do tshuva war from Atani Chos Bislotzi is called Anoshim Anochrios. Let's make a covenant to take out all our shiks and wives. Vanoil Meam, and the children were born to them because they're not our children, Begoyim, etc. Marmalay said, Yagish Kabrai was not convinced. I'm telling you, he was the first Rachmana Litzlan. I'm sure he's a very pious individual. I'm just making a joke. But he says, first reform rabbi, he was said, I mean, a Kabbalah Malkin, he wanted to flog me on the basis of Navi. I don't accept Navi. I only accept the five books of Moses, right? So he says, of course, specific Malkus. He's very limited in what he's going to accept because he doesn't have Malkus under very many circumstances, right? So he said, Ramah, he said, Ukitayroya said, it's like the Torah itself. Where we at just now? You know, to intermarry with them. So he said, Yaakov Shkirai was not a reformed rabbi. He did tshuva. He said, Chadoit Chavotach, beat me. To Tava Bakol to be good, receive it. Because you're right and I'm wrong. Okay?
The same is it in Bible?
No. You shall me a promise.
Because that's the problem. Where you see the Isser Deraisa of marrying a non Jewish woman?
No, it's Chatenbo.
Because it's really
most of the time,
it's
only going to shit out. Yeah, but it doesn't matter. We learn from all of that. From there. That is probably too.
That is
probably too. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Rabbi Tarim Amir, Yechoy famous, famous Mishnah. One of the most famous Mishnahites of all of Shas. As Adam said, we can make a male Mamzerim, okay. How so? Okay, it's a Mamzer Shnas or Shifra. You marry the Mamzer and make a nice Shidduch. Not Mamzer to Mamzer, but a Mamzer to a slave girl. Right? Vavlad Ya'eved, the child is a slave, right? Shichur is you release the child, Nitzah Ben Ben Choyim, he comes out to scot-free adult, okay? Rabbi Lezer Omer, I raise Ever Mamzer, he says, no, he's worse, he's a double whammy. If there was a Mamzer relation with Shichur, he's because both a Mamzer and an Ever. Kim asked Nisa, how's our Mishnah growth work? It clearly obviously works on the premise of Mamzer Mutar Liso Shivcha, that Mamzer is allowed to marry Shivcha. Right? Mishem Shmuel said, he'll also cry with Tafra that Mamzer can marry Shivcha. Rabbi and Rabbi Simloi, or Rabbi Simloi use this Eitzan Antiochia, Himitar, a male Mamzer. Rabbi Simloi, or Rabbi Kvaras Krasi Brian, the Al Krabi Ofa, Yutarfa, uses also the Himitar Mamzer. Time share mayor, may to learn the mayor, yes, each me we have a man and woman, Shemoli the Khamisha almost who have five different strains of children among them. Kate said ours kids like the Appalachian case, right? Kate said Mishlo have it. The Shifra. The truth is this case takes a little bit of time and it's late. So we'll leave this case for tomorrow. We almost did two blood. It was a long blood. Okay. Well, so let's do leave this case for tomorrow, Tony. And tomorrow's the last, tomorrow, we're not going to learn.